privacy settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio.
Hello and welcome to Privacy Settings, the show where I go through your favourite people's phones to expose their grubby little secrets. With me today is a comedian, Twitch streamer, host of the Got a Problem Mate podcast, and the man who gave the greatest halftime team talk ever is Bill Al-Zafar. Have I pronounced that right?
Yeah, that's fine. I coughed in the intro.
You did cough in the intro, but that's okay. I think it's nice to have the first thing that you've done on the pod.
I've got a bit of a lingering cough. Sorry about that. And now I'm drinking zero Coca-Cola Zero.
Yeah.
And
you read that like burps. You didn't know what it was.
I know. I got really confused. I think I don't usually get this. I get Pepsi Max if I'm doing this sort of flavor.
But that wasn't offered to you.
No.
Sorry about that.
Do you have? This is what I was going to ask you a minute ago. Do you have acid reflux?
No.
I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
How's that for you?
It's awful.
What is it, by the way?
It's like you just get indigestion and heartburn and a bit of reflux. You feel it almost come out a bit. It's awful.
So acid's
I'm very sensitive to it.
Coming upstairs.
Yeah.
And it should be in the basement.
Yeah, so you've probably had it before or no, never.
Not that I've noticed, but I also believe that I've never had brain freeze.
Have you been trying to get brain freeze?
I did once. I put my head under a tap whilst eating ice cream.
That's not brain freeze.
No, I didn't get it. I genuinely thought it was a thing that was made up on like American cartoons. And then...
Oh.
But then people were like, no,
what you need is a slush puppy.
I've drunk a lot of them.
Have you downed it?
Good. We'll do that in the next episode.
Yeah.
You get me a slush puppy by the end of this record.
Maybe you just have things in moderation naturally.
Yeah, so a lot of acid in your chest currently?
I guess.
Oh.
But things like coffee, fizzy drinks, crisps, chocolate, pizza, the best...
All the best stuff.
...things trigger it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But I just asked because you did a little burp, and I burped at the same time, but you don't have it, so...
You thought you were with an ally, but...
Yeah.
You weren't. Amazingly, you're just filling yourself up now with acid and burps.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great. Bill, can I have your phone, please? Stop coughing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
no, sorry about the cough. No, you can cough as much as you want.
Unlock it.
Okay, so this case.
Yeah.
Pretty hardcore case.
It's one of those, you know, it's got a thing that flips out.
There isn't a name for that, the thing that flips out, is there?
A stand?
I guess so.
I guess there's no proper name.
So this you can...
Stand it up and watch YouTube.
Yeah? Is that your main app of choice, YouTube, to watch?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I've got premium. Have you got premium?
I don't have premium. What does premium give you?
Premium gives you no ads, and you can download videos onto your phone.
Wow.
So if you've got a big train journey somewhere, it's pretty good.
Because
sometimes you want to watch a video essay that's 4 hours about Vanilla Sky.
Have you watched that?
No, not really, no. I actually meant to say Eyes Wide Shut.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, but I thought, that was my original thing, was Eyes Wide Shut. But I pictured Tom Cruise and remembered Vanilla Sky. And that's a funnier thing to say, actually.
Yeah, Vanilla Sky was definitely nicer.
Yeah, because Eyes Wide Shut people are obsessed with.
Yeah, but Vanilla Sky is...
But Vanilla Sky, I used to quite like it, but it is a very silly film.
What is it?
Tom Cruise. Have you seen it? Do you have any idea what it is? Because it's quite complicated.
No, I think I remember... I remember one line from it. Is Cameron Diaz in it?
Yeah.
And she says, "I've swallowed your cum, David." And that's all I remember.
She's actually very good in that film.
Yeah?
She's genuinely.
It doesn't surprise me.
She's really good in that. And it's just a kind of weird... I mean, how would you... It's a hard one to describe. Excuse me. Because there's also... You don't want to give too much away. I don't like spoiling things.
Okay.
And I could easily spoil it, if you know what I mean. So I'm trying not to.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
I hate people that spoil stuff.
Do you?
Yeah.
Why?
It can... because it can really affect your viewing something, right? Your enjoyment. Like, even I don't watch trailers for film. I try and avoid them. Because they just spoil everything.
You don't want to know what's going to happen.
Have you seen the film Weapons?
No.
It's really good.
Yeah.
But me and my wife just watched it without reading anything about it or seeing any trailer.
Nice.
It was incredible. And you think if you knew half the stuff, probably wouldn't be as fun.
Yeah. The last film I saw that happening was Everything Everywhere All at Once. And it obviously starts as this sort of like basically a kitchen sink
drama. I haven't actually seen it.
Oh, I'm not going to say anything else because you don't like spoilers.
Well, yeah, but your listeners also don't like spoilers.
You don't know them.
I have an idea.
Yeah. Who do you think they are?
Bunch of creeps.
Yeah, bunch of creeps. Here for the coughs and nothing else. Okay, home screen.
Yep.
You've got a cannon on the background. I imagine that's the Gunners.
It is, yeah. Is that... I forgot I had that.
You forgot?
I forgot I had that as a wallpaper. I don't really think about it.
You don't think about your wallpaper?
No, do you think about your phone wallpaper?
Yeah, yeah, it's my mum and my wife hugging at a wedding
Bloody
venue.
Bloody hell. That is so... That is... You've done that just to show off to your wife.
No.
Yeah.
What?
That's not... I bet you've got a secret real wallpaper, and it's like... it's like Wolverine.
You think my secret wallpaper that it's I'm hiding from my wife... That's what you think my secret is. I've got a burner phone hidden from my wife. Why? Yeah. To have some superheroes on it.
It's just really funny because I saw a... Sorry, I can ramble and go on tangents, but just quickly.
We hate that on this show. It's a very firmly structured thing.
I saw this like true crime thing about a guy having an affair, and he had on his phone he had a calculator app,
yeah,
which is not really a calculator. It's like a secret... I don't know if it's a messaging app or a secret gallery or something,
right.
But it's funny that you have that, but it's for your secret wallpaper of the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, yeah. My wife's like, he's hiding his phone from me.
Yeah.
Why? Oh, he just wanted to watch Infinity War on his own. Yeah. Yeah. Do you have any secrets on your phone?
Secrets?
Yeah, yeah. That you hide from your wife?
Oh, no, no. Only stuff like if I'm planning on... Whenever I get her a gift, I try and do something personalized where I can.
Nice.
I did a really good one for Christmas. Really good. And it was a... Her favorite band is We Are Scientists.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a blanket, like a print on a blanket, which was, excuse me, every one of their albums.
Oh, cool.
On this like really soft night, but it came out really good.
That's amazing.
That's good, isn't it?
That's good.
So I would hide... I really have to hide stuff that is any kind of surprise for her because she will see it and spoil the surprise. That's the only kind of affair I'm having. I mean, at this point, I've been married for about 3 years.
Mm.
And there's no dark secret. Do you have any?
No. No, I once played the traitors with my wife and I got recruited halfway through and walked into the room, got recruited, walked out, and she took one look at me and went, oh, he's been recruited. And I was like, well, that bodes well for this relationship because I can't even lie when I'm silent.
What were you doing? Were you sweating?
I was going, yeah, oh, I got recruited. Yeah, yeah, that's what I was doing, that's why. Shut up about how much you love your wife. Very boring. I want to know what's on your phone. you couldn't find your screen time. We asked you what was your screen time.
No, I can. Well, I can find it. Shall I show you it daily? I can find a daily one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I couldn't find a... I've got my phone make. It's Honor.
Honor?
It's an Honor 20, my phone.
Love and Honor.
Do you know Huawei or Huawei?
Yeah, yeah.
It's
Huawei phone. Is it the first Huawei on the show? I think it might be the first Huawei.
No one's got these.
Let
me see. How do I do... Sorry. There's a way to do this today. I was doing it earlier where I was managing to sort of scroll
through the days.
Yeah. Is that it? Screen time. Yeah, you can just sort of press the arrow there. Yeah.
Whoa, okay. Wednesday, 11 hours and 58 minutes.
Mm.
That's big screen time.
Now, I think there's a bit of a issue with this.
Uh-huh.
Because, well, I don't think a lot of the time I'm using my phone is actually screen time. I think I have a lot of YouTube stuff on and I've got my little noise cancelling, excuse me, earphones.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm one of these people who has stuff playing almost constantly all the time and I sleep listening to stuff. So I don't know if that contributes.
Where's the screen on?
Sometimes it is.
Because you spent 6 hours and 46 minutes on YouTube on Wednesday. 2 hours and 31 minutes on Instagram.
But see, that's really funny. 2 hours on Instagram?
Two
and a half hours on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah.
So that would have been me actually making some clips.
Yeah.
But then it would have been a lot of scrolling. But
yeah,
not
yeah.
like... I don't think I ever do it for... Oh, I suppose I could do it throughout the day. It's bad, isn't it?
You really talked yourself out from it being normal to then it being bad.
No, it is. No, I know it's bad, though. And I know phones are bad. And they're killing us.
But do you feel okay about it, or are you?
So at the moment, I've been I've just started doing a day job. There's a guy dancing there on the street.
Whoa!
Oh, he stopped. He did it for TikTok.
Oh, she's doing it too.
Do you know these people?
No. Should I take a picture of them with your phone? Where's the camera?
It's really bad, the camera.
There's too many things on this phone. Yeah, camera.
The camera's really bad.
They've gone.
Yeah. You didn't get
them. Didn't get them. That's not going to be worth the effort.
What was I saying?
First time I've used someone's phone to take a picture on the show, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's fun. You were saying about...
Screen time?
Being bad?
Oh, yeah, no, sorry. I've had to get a day job for the first time. In 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been working as a general teaching assistant in a primary school for year twos.
Yeah.
And that has, so far, it's only been 2.5 weeks and now it's Easter holidays. So far, it's been a lot better for me in every way, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Because before, I was making a living off of gigs and then streaming on Twitch. And it could just get a bit out of control where I'm just sort of overworking or doing way too much and not earning enough
can happen
a lot, especially with online stuff, because it can be so up and down.
Yeah.
So I was just in a real state of just all over the place and every day feeling like I need to find a way to earn more money.
Yeah.
You know, and just freaking out. But since I've had this, I think it's a nice job and I'm good at it.
Mm.
I think that is a big part of it. But also, I've been getting up early and having to sleep a lot earlier.
Right.
Because I got to be up at like 6.
Yeah, which is not usually.
Which is hard when I'm gigging. It is hard if I'm doing the job and doing a gig. But so I think the structure and it being nice has just had a very positive. So I'm not too worried about. I was way worse on my phone before.
That's really cool, man. Because now you have time to spend 1 hour and 8 minutes on Angry Birds 2.
Oh, man. I love it so much.
Do you?
Yeah. I know it's such a weird one because no one else plays that.
I mean,
you know.
Not since like 2016.
I know. I don't know why. I just thought, oh, I used to like that.
Yeah.
And I want to see what it's like now. And then it said Angry Birds 2. I installed it.
And here we are. 2 hours and 8 minutes on Tuesday. Nothing on Monday.
But I do play it a lot when I'm traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Not to my day job thing.
No.
If I've got a gig somewhere and I've got a long train journey, that's when I'll really get on it.
On Sunday,
yeah.
You spent 2 hours and 50 minutes on Angry Birds 2.
That's fantastic, man.
That's
what
beautiful.
A day.
Look, this is a self-actualizer, man. He's educating in the daytime. He's entertaining in the evening. And in between, he's fucking up some green pigs. This is beautiful.
Oh, my point about doing the job I do as well
is
that, like lots of jobs, I don't know, I guess maybe it's a bit more strict in schools, but you've got to have your phone away, obviously. So because I don't have my phone with me throughout the day, I look at it on my lunch and my shorter break a little bit, but I only sort of scroll a bit on Twitter or whatever. I don't, that's horrible. but I'm not sort of on there for hours and doing sort of overstimulating myself.
Yeah, yeah.
Because otherwise I'm terrible. Probably ADHD.
Yeah, potentially. The old searching for the dopamine.
Yeah.
The one's brain can't create as well. Scrolling in the morning before school anymore?
Not really. No.
Not really. That's good. No. That's good. Look, there are some long amounts of screen time.
Yep.
But you seem quite okay with it.
You mean I seem like I'm okay with it now or?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
What was the other interpretation of that
sentence? Yeah, I'm not sure.
Mm.
Or you seem... Oh, I thought... I wasn't sure if you were saying my phone screen time wasn't that bad. But I think it is bad.
I think
it's a lot.
Can it ever be bad without context? Because it depends how you're interpreting it and how you're using it, right?
That's true. If you're doing it to the crime of extortion on someone...
That's bad.
Is that what I mean?
I'm going to say yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Extortion is like trying to get money out of someone, forcibly get money out of them.
If you're doing that, if you're calling 999 as a joke.
Oh, this is great. What other bad things can one do on the phone? Calling 999 as a joke, extorting someone. Making content about wellness that is actually unhelpful.
Yeah.
Hosting Diary of a CEO. That's a bad thing to do on your phone.
Yeah. Does he do it on his phone?
No, he probably does it.
He does. He's got cameras.
Yeah, he's got proper cameras.
The idea. How do people watch those when they're like 2.5 hours long?
You spent 2 hours playing on Angry Birds 2.
I would argue Angry Birds 2 does more for the world than Diary of a CEO.
Do you know what? Much less cancer misinformation in Angry Birds 2.
Yeah.
You don't destroy a barrel of gunpowder and then it goes, oh, you can cure it by sleeping more.
Oh, it's mad, isn't it? It's absolutely out of control.
It's nice as well because this week you can see, you can click in it by app. So on Monday, 22 minutes of Angry Birds 2. Sunday, 2 hours, 50 minutes. That, look at that. That
Shall I tell you what,
it's trending
what
up?
A big part of the reason is, though, I've had a horrible cold.
Yeah.
It's like lingered for ages. And I think I've been in bed a lot just doing that to take my mind off it.
Taking Angry Birds.
Because usually I would be, I'd be doing a bit more creative stuff.
Yeah.
But I've been really, you know, when your sort of brain doesn't work.
Yeah. Now, if you had to guess what hours of the day, I'm really going down this Angry Birds 2 rabbit hole and we're way past the time limit. But
right.
What hours of the day are you using Angry Birds?
Am I playing Angry Birds?
Do you think?
Oh, late at night.
Well,
in the last week, I think.
Yes, yeah, it's between 8 p.m. and midnight is the most.
Yeah, that's peak Angry Birds time, man. It's really, you should try it at that time.
Now, this is a great day. You played it at like 1 in the morning and then 4 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock.
That's great, man. That's the recommended amount.
Is it?
Not everyone can sort of reach that early, but with a bit of training and time, if you do, I do to play more Angry Birds 2, I do the Wim Hof method.
you're breathing in and out, controlling your nervous system.
Yeah, and I do the cold shower.
Yeah. And then
then you can play for.
And then are you sexually abusing someone? Didn't he allegedly do that?
Wait,
Wim Hof.
You need to know exactly.
I said allegedly. Wim Hof did something bad. I don't know what it was.
I've not heard that. I've heard that he... I've heard he's a big alcoholic.
That's not bad. That's cool.
No, but it's never brought up. It's kind of weird.
Oh, that he can control his nervous system by breathing, but also he drinks loads.
Apparently, he's a big alcoholic. This is going to get Googled. Oh.
Wim Hof on hold after allegations of abuse.
Oh, 2024.
Yeah.
Is that right? Oh, I missed that.
There you go.
It's good because it looks like that's when he found out the news.
Yeah, he's in the ice bath going,
That's why his face is reacting, yeah. Yeah, sorry.
I've just jumped onto your Angry Birds to have a look at this. You've got 5,600 orbs.
Yeah.
Got it. When you look at these games, you're like, how could I possibly... But you probably know what everything does on it.
Yeah, it's so good, man.
So good.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could say that about FIFA.
No judgment here. This is just a fact-finding mission. You're level 19.
That's pretty high. That's the highest in my borough.
Is it? He doesn't know. Oh, no. Right, we're going to have to get off this Angry Birds 2 thing. We've got to go to a commercial break, and I hope the advert is for Angry Birds 2. I'm going back into a slingshot and I'm getting fired into an ad break. Don't go anywhere.
Privacy settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to Privacy Settings, the podcast desperate to get some of that sweet, sweet live streaming audience. Bilal, would you say that I'm a comedy maxing Chad, or am I a chud lolcal being mogged by Finn versus History?
Oh. I don't think you're being mogged.
No?
No.
Okay, that's good. You know what mogging is?
Sort of. I mean, I don't know exactly, but is it just sort of taking the, you know, mocking someone?
It's sort of being like emasculated or beaten by someone. Like frame mogging is when a bigger, more muscly man comes along and frame mogs someone. It's all manosphere shit.
Appearing superior.
Yeah, outshining, appearing superior to someone else, often in terms of physical appearance, presence, or attractiveness. So basically, this podcast is the opposite of that. I do get mogged by every guest. How can I be more like Clavicula?
If you're living life thinking about people getting mogged, and whether you're being mogged, you're not living.
No, you could be spending time on Angry Birds.
Imagine you're in a bar or something and someone walks in and you're thinking, well, I've been mogged.
Yeah.
Because he looks great.
That's like one of the biggest...
It's just really weird.
...videos of Clavicula is just him being next to a guy who's bigger than him, and it's like nothing really happens, and then that's the biggest thing because he got frame mugged.
I mean, I don't care about any of that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know exactly.
No, I mean, like, how can you... We all, you know, you go through life being insecure about stuff, and of course, whatever, everyone sort of has that, I guess. But you can't. I can't be on a train on my way here looking at all the other men's shoulders, saying, oh, mine are smaller. Yeah.
You're looking at their phones and be like, is anyone playing Angry Birds?
I was
too?
On Angry Birds on my way here, yeah.
Yeah.
It was really good, man.
That's a happier way to be. Be on Angry Birds. Don't worry about, don't hit your face with a hammer. No. Hit some pigs with a bird.
Exactly.
Do you think you're being frame mugged by? Do you think you're being frame mugged by Alan Sugar?
Frame mugged.
Yeah, or just mugged generally by Alan Sugar because you seem to have some
because I got his screenshots,
some interactions with Lord Sugar.
Yeah, no, I didn't interact with him, but he's just been using Twitter like a really old man he's just replying to all of the what do you call tweets that are trying to get loads of attention.
Engagement farming,
yeah. Replying to all of that stuff, so it's like...
Yeah, I think we have a picture of some of them up here. The producer's just going to get some
yeah,
up.
Yeah, they're just...
Because do you go on Twitter to see this stuff? Yeah. You're like, why are you still on Twitter?
Oh, I can't. I'm like addicted to it. It's really weird. Yeah, look.
So here we've got...
it's MAGA. An AI image as well, obviously.
Yes, MAGA Nadine saying, what do you call this look? Question mark with a shocked emoji. And do you want to describe the woman?
She's just got lots of piercings. That's basically it.
Well, I mean, one of them is like a bagel-sized piercing, basically, in her nose.
But you can tell it's not real.
Yeah, it's clearly AI.
And Lord Sugar has just replied, ridiculous. But he does it. He replies to, like, 50 things a day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're so random.
Okay, we're on your Twitter.
Yeah.
Should we speed run and see how long it takes us to either find a vague post or an Alan Sugar post?
Oh, my stuff is really weird. But you'll find Alan Sugar. I've been...
Have you got notifications on for Alan Sugar?
No. I don't have any notifications on for
we've got
a lot of these apps.
We've got a couple of football things. I hate Alan Sugar. I'll be the one to say it. I don't like him. It's funny seeing a 79-year-old man tweet and not understand how Twitter works. But I don't like him.
Yeah, I don't really have an opinion. I suppose based on this now, I like him less. Yeah, that's this is bad.
Yeah, this is like pranking the ambulances.
It's that level.
Once again, there's no Angry Birds, is it? Yeah, Greg Wallace for a while was tweeting, after all the stuff came out, he was then tweeting like AI images with like a pun. So it'd be like a queue of Barbie dolls. Oh, man. Barbie queue. He just did this for like maybe 3 months and then never did it again. And I think it's one of the weirdest things that's happened on the internet.
He's on Cameo now, though.
He is, yeah. Mm. Have you got a Cameo? Have you ever used a Cameo?
What, have I got one of someone?
Got one of someone or made one for someone?
No, my friend tried to get me one from a comedian called Frankie Allen, who calls himself Britain's most feared comedian. Because I watch his son goes with him to his gigs and films them and makes vlogs.
Right.
Okay. And I've watched these on YouTube, on sort of Twitch with my audience and laughed at them. They're very bleak and quite funny, but mainly really boring. But he's this Scouse guy in like his 70s, I guess. And my friend tried to get me a Cameo of him for my birthday and he rejected it.
Oh.
So I wonder if he knows.
He knows. Does that make you
watch these vlogs?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why?
They're awful.
What's the crack? What are
the
they?
The gigs are just so bleak these rugby clubs and stuff. His material is just calling people in the audience paedophiles and stuff.
Oh, he's Mike Rice?
No.
Oh, right. Frankie Allen.
Frankie Allen.
Frankie Allen is the name. We'll get him up. How did you first discover Frankie Allen?
I think it popped up. I think I was watching videos of people fighting on YouTube and it suggested this guy.
Yeah.
And he stopped doing his vlogs now as well, which is a shame.
Because you're obviously making content about someone in the real world, does it make you uncomfortable when they might know about it? Or you're
not
like...
really. I think I'm just... I don't think I'm that rude about him. and I think I'm fair to him. I wouldn't go as far as talking about him on stage or anything.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think that's different.
Yeah, yeah.
But watching these videos on stream is like fascinating.
So what is the content that he's doing here? Can you chuck the captions on here? Because we can't...
He's got... This isn't one of his vlogs. This is just a little clip.
And look
at the gig. Just look at it. How sad it is. It's always like this.
Hey, look, a gig's a gig, you know?
Look, that guy's trying to fight him.
Oh, wow, okay. So he's getting in fights with people.
The people are so drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
They all sing Sweet Caroline at the end.
Oh, wow, he's... The UK's most feared comedian doesn't really seem to be accurate, seeing as though a large bald man just tried to slap him.
I'm a bit obsessed with stand-up comedy, really.
Yeah.
And I like seeing different versions of it and stuff.
Mm.
Like, there's old-style comedians like him that are really funny.
Yeah.
But he's not. He's not good.
He's not good. You heard it here first. Frankie, if you want to come on the show, you can't. I'm too scared.
He goes on a lot of kind of right-leaning podcasts.
That surprises me. Ah, what a surprise. The man who calls himself the most feared comedian in Britain. Can you fear someone you don't know? I wasn't scared of him at all.
You didn't hear him, though.
That's true. Who are you most scared of? Which comedian are you most scared of?
Which comedian am I most scared of?
Yeah, who do you think's the most feared comedian in Britain?
That's a good question.
You had to answer that.
What do you mean in terms of like violence? As in, I'd be scared in a fight, or do you?
Yeah,
mean...
yeah, yeah. The Clash of the Comics gets taken over and sorry, the producer just put up a picture of Milton Jones. Why have you done that? Are you scared of Milton Jones?
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
Because I can't think of anyone I find scary. They're not, because they don't tend to be that big.
No,
they
that's
true. They don't tend to be gym people. Obviously, a lot of them are.
Some of them are called gym, yeah.
Gym.
The scariest person on the comedy scene.
It's a hard, yeah.
It's a very difficult question.
Mm.
And I asked it. Okay, we'll change the question. If you had to fire a comedian from a slingshot, do you know what? I'm offended that the producers put Russell Brand up there because Russell Brand is not a comedian.
Mm. He's much more than that.
Way more than that.
Does he eat steak now? He eats steak now.
Potentially.
Yeah, after being a vegan for so long.
There's lots of contradictions to the man.
I can't believe how much someone can change their whole thing.
You know, you clearly never read his bookie Wook.
I haven't read the bookie Wook.
You've read the second bookie Wook?
I've read the second.
Yeah, yeah. He answered all the questions. It's just sort of a litany of.
But then
of
I suppose
assaults.
Like Graham Linehan has sort of done that as well. Yeah. Where there's the main thing he's obsessed with, but then his other stuff has gone right wing. And he was the complete opposite.
Yeah, yeah.
Like 15 years ago. Or
yeah, it was one thing him being constantly awful and disgusting to trans people. And then the other day he was just like, that was pretty cool that those people, the ICE killed those people.
Yeah, like, it's really weird, isn't
it? Yeah, it's mad. And then he's like, you'll never get the Father Ted musical now. And it's like, no one cares. No one gives a fuck. Oh, no, there's not going to be another musical made out of an old IP. Oh, no. Fucking wanker. Anyway, Bilal, do you know what we deserve?
Yep.
A break.
Okay.
Lovely little ad break to read through Lord Sugar's tweets. Don't go anywhere.
Privacy settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to Privacy Settings, the podcast that after spending 2 hours on TikTok is now self-diagnosed as quite fun. Bilal, would you like to diagnose yourself right now? Indecisive.
Yeah, very good.
Great. Do you use your notes app a lot? Not really.
Mainly for just to-do lists. Oh. I'm a very to-do listy person. Are you?
I fluctuate sometimes, yeah, but often I'll forget to make a to-do list, forget what I have to do, and then panic.
I really the to-do list, like, because it's just, I just do so many different things work-wise, and it just gets on top of you. So I really have to plan out getting everything. Stuff done. Not that I always do, but really very important.
Yeah, so my wife has ADHD, and she only just recently realized that to-do lists, like, everything is a to-do list, and you never will finish the to-do list. She was constantly in a state of being like, why do I never get all this stuff done? But because, like, life is, there's always just stuff to do.
Yeah.
Do you relate to that?
Well, but I know, like, certain things I have to get done.
Yeah.
Well, there's deadlines.
Yeah, yeah.
And stuff. That's a big thing about creative work as well, is that without deadlines, it's just really hard to finish anything. But luckily, I get given lots of deadlines. Like, I'm doing an Edinburgh show this year, and it's like, I barely have anything.
Oh, amazing. What's it called?
Rubicon.
Ah.
Based on the drink.
Based on the drink?
Yeah.
Manga?
Sure. I liked lychee, what we were talking about.
Lychee?
I used to like lychee. That's best. But it's not the most, mango is the main flavor, yeah.
Totally, but is lychee better, would you say?
Oh, I personally like it better, but I can...
God, you're not being a very good internet person, because you're being nuanced with every take.
Oh, I see.
Just say something definitive and don't question anything.
Okay, mango Rubicon, that is for cucks.
Perfect. Full of soy and estrogen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I imagine Rubicon full of vitamins, because you're a vitamin-y dude.
It's...
Because this list on your notes here is vitamins, etc.
Oh, yeah.
So...
I never did this. Do you know what I mean? I didn't. Have you had any of these things? You've had magnesium.
So we're talking L-theanine.
Yeah.
In the morning.
Yeah.
Guarana as needed. Magnesium morning. Ashwagandha evening. Guarana I've definitely had as a drink in Brazil.
Have you?
Yeah.
How was it?
They do the guarana like drinks. Like,
is it nice?
So nice.
Is it a really big source of energy? Because apparently it is.
I don't know. So my producer then looked up guarana, and we found a lot of helpful videos with lovely little screenshots, like the incredible benefits of guarana leaves. And we've got a person with no skin.
That happens, yeah. That
sort happens. Of like doing the clock in. Is that that? What's that? The sort of like, yeah.
Is that what that's called?
Clock in? Is that? Yeah.
Oh.
Impressed that I know that stuff?
Yeah.
Pretty smart guy. Why are you looking into guarana?
I think energy levels, I guess. But this list is from before, excuse me, before I got the day job thing I'm doing now. So I was living basically panicked every day.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're getting paid late from everything. You owe money on something, all of this stuff. I was just like losing my mind.
Yeah. You know?
So I'm not on any. I mean, I tried L-theanine, which apparently it's very good for concentration. It's from mushrooms.
Yeah.
I've not had guarana. Apparently, magnesium's very good to have with everything.
Yeah, good for sleep, good for bones.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I struggle with sleep a lot. But when I do my job, I'm fine with it. So.
Oh, interesting.
Well, so far, I have been.
Because L-theanine, according to Dr. Osborne in this YouTube video, can calm your brain.
Well, it's a bit confusing because apparently it can calm your brain, but also it can give you a bit of a... People use it for ADHD as well.
Yeah.
So I guess I was thinking that. But yeah, I make a lot of lists of things like that.
So that's the
that I won't really.
To-do list, and you haven't to-done it.
No, I haven't.
No. I always am like with supplements, I'm like, are they even doing anything? I think they probably are, but I don't know if it's going to fix living in late-stage capitalism and having... a phone in your pocket and
so
a freelance lifestyle. Just keep going and hope for the best.
Silent retreat?
I don't think that'd be good for a podcast host to do.
I can't imagine doing that.
No. Well, I think it's really funny that you forgot to take all these supplements and now you're coughing every 2 minutes.
I don't think those would have stopped me getting ill, though.
No?
No.
No, well.
No, they're for other stuff.
Yeah, which magnesium
do you
need?
They were all for your brain.
Yeah.
Really.
This is quite a scary looking thumbnail of a man.
Yeah.
Being like, which magnesium do you need?
This is the problem as well. Like, what? I don't. If I've just found out I need to get magnesium, Which do you need?
Yeah, yeah. What kind of magnesiums are there?
Come on.
Oh, it's difficult. And what about ashwagandha? Ashwagandha, is that?
That helps you sleep.
Does it? And how's it? But we haven't tested it.
I've tried it. I did actually try that one.
Yeah.
But, oh, Sex Drive Calm. Oh.
Bilal's read that, by the way. He hasn't just said that.
The health benefits of ashwagandha. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it really helped me sleep.
No.
No.
What's helped is...
It's literally... It's a big, long, what do you call it, video essay on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Earphone in one side. Big, I've got a really good sleeping mask.
Oh, yeah.
And then, to help me fall asleep, I... Visualizing something like a video game I've played.
Oh, yeah.
Helps me drift off.
Well, like what video game?
So it's a bit of a lame one, but I sometimes play FIFA online.
Mm-hmm.
I don't stream that or anything, just in my own time. And sometimes I could just visualize some of the goals I've scored, and it really calms your brain. And there might have been...
Wow.
Have you played Hitman?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I love... Yeah.
You imagine
a bit of that.
Sneaking in...
There's just
throttling a waitress and taking her clothes.
Yeah. I think there's just something, I don't know what it is, but it just really calms me when you, I don't know, yeah, you visualize a very specific thing.
Yeah.
That really helps for me because it's something I struggle with a lot, sleep.
Can you talk me through, like, just do a quick visualization for me of Hitman killing someone and I'll see if it puts me to sleep?
You go in. Mm-hmm. You plant a there's a bomb called a what's it called, it's a mini, if it's a mini something.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's a little bomb that can't be detected.
Okay, amazing.
And you pop that on a chair.
Yeah.
Where you know a guy's gonna sit.
Yeah.
And then his head actually goes up and hits the ceiling.
Maybe we'll have to try to sleep.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, visualization, that's lovely. You don't need no ashwagandha.
No, but it's apparently good for you anyway. It's not like a, you know, wouldn't be the worst thing.
No, why not?
Because, like, it's not like a Xanax or something.
No.
Which is probably not good.
What about melatonin? You ever tried melatonin?
I have. That really does help.
Yeah.
But I've heard that you shouldn't use it long term.
Oh, really?
Do you use it long term?
Uh-oh, yeah, sort of, yeah.
But I don't know. I don't think it's a serious thing.
But... That Brian Johnson, the billionaire who wants to live forever.
Oh,
He takes it every night.
So does he?
I feel like we're okay.
That's a surprise.
Yeah.
Because he like goes out with a big umbrella, right? So the sun doesn't hit his skin.
Yeah,
stuff.
Just cool, normal stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
An umbrella in his hand, his son's penis data in his other hand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I can't believe we moved on from that ever. Like, sure, Alan Sugar's tweets are weird.
Mm.
But your man tweeted his son's erection data.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Have you heard him interviewed?
So, not really, no, but...
He's actually not as weird as you'd think. Really.
Is this where you got the ashwagandha advice from?
No. His advice is way more extreme than that.
God, I'd forgotten his son was 19 at the time.
Mm.
Oh, my God. Do you want to read this out, Bilal?
Nighttime erection data from my 19-year-old son and me. His duration is 2 minutes longer than mine. Wait, what is? What, as you
his
sleep?
His erection duration, yeah.
What's
yeah.
erection? What is that when you're asleep?
Yeah, yeah. Raise children to stand tall, be firm, and be upright.
Sorry, I missed that bit.
That is the nonciest sentence I've ever heard.
What? So when does it happen in the night? What?
He's interested now. This is going on a to-do
How
list.
Do you track this?
You put a thing on your
dick. You put a Fitbit around you.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Basically. So it's total duration of erection episodes. Episodes? You can't call. Oh, I'm having a bit of an episode.
So it happens that many times in the night?
Average erection quality.
Minutes. Quality?
Yeah.
What
would you say your erection quality is?
That's good.
Yeah?
It's very high quality.
Out of 100?
Yeah, 99.
99? Fuck you, Brian Johnson. Healthy adult men typically experience 3 to 5 erections per night during REM sleep.
Great.
Each lasting about 25 to 35 minutes. What? Wow. My producer said that's enough time to have sex 12 times.
I just never thought about any of this.
No, I don't think we really need to be honest.
Men over 40. So he obviously read this, Brian Johnson. He read the thing about men over 40 have it.
Yeah.
One less time. And he went, no, I've got to show the world.
The only thing that I can do here is ask my 19-year-old son to put a contraption on his dick.
Yeah.
And then in the morning, over our overnight oats full of olive oil and MCAs or whatever. God. What is he tracking this on? My fitness cock? Is that a joke? That's not. Right. What other to-do lists do you have, Bilal? We've got other to-do lists.
I think we've got one. Sent you.
Yeah, we've got one here. Get it up. Get it up, Hugh. Get it up like a like Brian Johnson's son. Get it up. Okay.
Now, what is this?
Well, this is... Now, I have some questions about this. This
Why
says
have I done this?
Clothes.
Yeah.
Two jogging bottoms, two hoodies, two sweatshirts, one jeans, 10 socks, 10 boxers, two jumpers. This smacks to me as a packing list.
No.
Good, because there are no t-shirts on there.
No, no, it wasn't. Yeah, it's not. It's... I think I was planning on sort of redoing my wardrobe, like get rid of a load of stuff.
Yeah.
And I thought that this is the amount of clothes I need. I guess. Do you know what I mean? It's just, I don't know. I didn't do this. I didn't buy all these things.
No, but this
for
was
some reason
plan.
I was planning, like, if I had this, this would be fine.
So your form, well, again, no shirts. So that's yeah. crazy. This
but
is actually crazy.
Away. I've probably got too many t-shirts.
Okay, so this is just additions to your stuff.
Yeah, I think additions and getting rid of a bunch of socks probably, and because I get a load of odd socks and you know you get ripped.
Yeah,
some new jogging bottoms always nice
because
they can sort of fray and.
Yeah, you know. Do you have the issue with your boxers where the gooch bit?
Yeah,
rips.
I've had it with some.
Yeah,
but not all of them. So I guess it's just a certain brand.
It happens to all my boxer shorts. I'm
all of them.
Yeah.
Have you measured how long your erections are during the night?
No.
Right.
Is that what I need to do? Okay, that'll change it.
That's probably what it is.
Right. Okay. Yeah. There is a very penal hole.
Yeah, it'll be your balls.
I think this is actually what happens is that I don't get acid reflux that comes up. It all goes down.
It goes. Yeah. Yeah, that's very common with men now.
Is it?
These days.
And is there anything I can do to change that? Other than the erection day?
Cold shower.
And do I have to abuse anyone?
You have to allegedly.
Allegedly abuse someone. Great. If you could start spreading that.
Yep.
That'd be great. Because I was worried here that you were only going to have 10 socks and 10 boxes in your life. And that feels like you're doing laundry every 5 days in my mind.
Excuse me.
Or laundry every 8 days. You got to have a 2-day buffer.
I don't know why I wrote this. That's why I just thought these were good to show you because it's like, this is what my brain is. I don't even know.
Don't even know what that is.
No. And then I've got like, I mean, I didn't want to show you these just because it like, but I've got loads of, whenever I've got a gig, I go into this app and I'll put like 20 minutes set and then just like bullet point what it is.
Oh yeah.
But I don't need to do that every time either.
No.
So I've got loads of files.
Oh, yeah.
That are like 20-minute gig, 30-minute gig. I don't know.
It's just there, so you've written it down.
Yeah, and then I might write it on my hand.
Yeah.
But I've just got so many, like hundreds of these little files.
Yeah, we've got another one up here, don't we, Hugh? Another little to-do list.
But I didn't give you a material one because I thought it was kind of boring to...
Yeah. Okay, this is not even a to-do list. This is a do list.
Do. Now... This is interesting because this is before I was doing my little day job thing.
Yeah.
So I was freaking out here.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to set a strict daily routine.
Well,
that
actually,
means.
Your set daily routine, brackets strict.
Brackets strict. Yeah, I don't know. I think I was going to get bits from my Twitch stream and make them into reels for Instagram, which, Jesus Christ. I mean, that's why we got into this, wasn't it?
Yeah.
To make flipping portrait mode videos out of anything.
Yeah.
It's so depressing.
To turn a long thing that you've agonized over into like bite-sized clips that sometimes no one will watch.
Do you think in the future they're going to make cinemas, they're going to rotate them so that they're portrait mode?
I hope so. That seems nice.
And then
nice,
the new Avengers will all be...
Just clips.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think you even need to go to the cinema anymore. Just watch on your phone.
Yeah. But yeah, that's I do it though. I have been doing reels and stuff, but it's always just a bit depressing that we have to do that.
Yeah. So the do list is weekly Substack, reel streams, and set daily routine, and then a third bullet point.
I think I was thinking with weekly Substack that do you have a Substack?
No, I don't. I don't really have anything to say.
I was trying to get into a habit of forcing myself to write stuff because I thought if you can advertise yourself as someone who can have like as a writer and have a weekly column one day or something,
yeah.
I don't know if I'd actually be good at that.
I think you'd be good.
But I think you've got to force yourself.
Yeah.
Because you could. Of course you could.
Of course you could. You could do anything.
You can literally do anything.
Yeah.
And it can be a list type thing or it can be, you know, very detailed or stupid, whatever. But yeah. You should. I'd recommend it.
Yeah. Have you enjoyed me going through your phone bill, Al?
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm. Have you learned a lot about yourself?
I think sort of.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a weird place right now because, like I said, my men's mental health is better than it has been.
Yeah.
So.
Because the Angry Birds.
Angry Birds is a big part of that.
Yeah.
But if I was coming in all like frazzled, I don't know. I don't know what the difference would have been.
No.
Probably would have been very aggressive.
Oh, would you?
Yeah.
Oh.
I would have locked that door.
Whoa.
And then I would have just started swinging my legs around, I think.
Interesting. What do you mean swinging your legs around? Do you mean
kicking? Do you play
kicking?
Street Fighter?
I have done.
The sort of the kick.
Oh, spinny.
What's it called?
Spinning on the ground.
What's it
around,
actually
kick.
Called? It's in the air.
Helicopter kick.
It's not that. There's a name for it. Is it tornado kick? I don't know.
Sounds like it.
There's a name like for it, but I would worry that I'd just freak out and do something like that, you know.
Wow, I'm so glad that you came in now.
Yeah.
And not then.
Mm.
Especially that door doesn't have a lock on it, so I don't know how you're going to lock that.
I'd have to force a chair under the...
Oh, Tatsumaki Senpukyaku.
Yeah, but that hurricane kick.
Hurricane kick.
Yeah.
We want it in English, please. Thank you very much. Thanks, Bilal. Who should we get on the show next? Is there anyone that you think we should look through their phone?
Wesley Snipes. Have you seen Blade, by the way?
Yeah, I've seen Blade.
I made my wife watch it the other day. It's actually actually holds up.
Yeah, it's a good film. Yeah. Why Wesley Snipes?
Because I just remembered him, really.
That
I thought it was a funny thing to say.
I've not thought of Wesley Snipes in so long.
I'm going to see my friend Nick Helm now.
Oh, yeah?
And he's directing my Edinburgh show.
And does he know Wesley?
No, but you could get him on.
Okay, you know what they say. You aim for the Wesley Snipes.
Get Nick Helm.
You might land amongst the Nick Helms. Thanks, Bilal. That's all we have time for. Make sure to follow Bilal on social media at ZafarCakes_. Give the Got Problem Mate podcast a listen. Go see him live in Edinburgh. Link in the description. And as always, thank you for listening to Privacy Settings. If you want more from the show, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on TikTok and Instagram, all at Privacy Settings FUBAR. I didn't breathe at all there. My head's funny. Please also give us 5 stars on Spotify and Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And then we'll see you next time. Bill, I'll never, ever cough again in the middle of my outro.
Oh, God. I've lost it.
No, you're doing great. Say goodbye, Bilal.
Goodbye.
Bye.